Hallelujah. Good morning, family, Father, Son, Holy Spirit, and precious saints of the Most High God. Lord, we just thank you. We come before you knowing it's a new day ahead, and we just thank you that you've got thoughts towards us that are so numerous, and morning by morning you awaken our hearts, Lord. So we thank you, Lord, as we get into the word, that you just awaken our hearts to the light that we need to see, for the refreshment that we need to have, the daily bread, Father God, to walk conscious of you and to expect you coming through, enlightening our hearts, and then in the day, the opportunities to utilize the word, Father God, because faith gets tested. But we thank you, we stay with you, stay in your faith, in your light, in your goodness. For you are good and truly good and a very present help. Thank you, Lord, for being such a beautiful Savior, such a beautiful Father, such a beautiful lover, such a beautiful good God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalm 94. What's it? 16 to 19.
Who rises up for me against the wicked? Who stands up for me against evildoers? If the Lord had not been my help, my soul would soon have lived in the land of silence. When I thought, my foot slips, your steadfast love, O Lord, held me up. When the cares of my heart are many, your consolations cheer my soul.
Hallelujah. You know, it's just so beautiful to know that what we are listening to and what we are reading, these are all servants of the Most High God, sons of the Most High God, kings and queens in the presence of God. And so that is so vital that we understand these blessings don't just come upon everyone. I'm thinking of John 14 again, you know, where Jesus specifically says, he speaks about coming through his spirit and then coming through his presence, revealing himself to the disciples. And then they specifically ask, is this for everyone? Is this for the world or is just for us? And then Jesus says exactly what is needed. He says, if you love my word, so you love his word by being born again, having the spirit, and then hearing his word. And if you love my word, you do his word. And then he says, I will come live with you and the Father will come live with you. They will reveal themselves to us. It promises as well just before that. So, guys, it's really so necessary to embrace this good God and be conscious of him and live by faith, because the righteous live by faith. And living by faith is, man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of God. And the mouth of God, to inspire us, is his promises, his word, by the Holy Spirit, revealed by the Holy Spirit. And then in our obedience and our embracing it, then we experience him. So I just thinking of faith again this morning, and going through a couple of the verses again. We all talk about Hebrews 11 being the faith chapter, and we just it reveals these beautiful brothers and sisters, all of the old covenant, no new covenant guys here, and how much faith meant to them, and what rewards it brought to them. And it's all encouragement for us, because at the end of the chapter then it says these guys didn't receive the promise apart from us. So when did we receive the promise? When we awoke, when we were called by God and we woke up to his amazing love. But just to encourage us, he says, faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen, verse 1. So when you're getting into the word and that word stands out and you embrace that word, and then that faith needs to be worked out, and you embrace that word and you see God come through on your behalf, as we saw in the readings this morning, helping us with overcoming evil situations, hoping us to, helping us to overcome our doubts, our fears, and give us hope. You know, he says it's an assurance. You know, when faith arises, you know there's assurance, and this assurance is gives you expectations, and that's where you need to work it right through. Faith comes, faith gets tested, and then faith gets realized. And then it's so wonderful here to see in verse 5, by faith Enoch was taken up so that he should not see death, and he was not found because God had taken him. Now, before he was taken, he was commended as having pleased God. And this book is so, and so we see that without faith it's impossible to please God. Whoever draws near to God must believe that he exists, and he rewards those who diligently seek him. And so there we just see that, you know, there's a diligence to know your God, and there's a diligence. Why to know your God? Because there's a path set out for you. There's purpose, there's destiny, there's adventure to explore the thoughts of God that comes by his Spirit moving upon our spirit that brings faith. So there's a heart for the adventure. There's a heart for God. There's a heart, and this heart as well, what we're getting, we realize it's available for others. So there's a heart also to share this, to let our light shine so that others can also come into this wonderful family and into this wonderful promises and into the assurance and the conviction of the reality of a God that is with us, and that with all his blessings are there to become realities. And then I love verse 7 also. It says, by faith Noah was warned by God concerning events yet unseen, and in reverence he constructed an ark that saved people. And so here we see that faith opens up the future to us and gets us to see what we need to see, so we can do what we need to do. That doesn't just save us, but it saves our family around us and those and other people as well. So faith is just so beautiful. It's God's breath being enlightened again with his presence and then with his provision. So know all the promises of God are yes and amen in Christ. In this relationship, we stay aware of God, we stay aware of his goodness, and then we got a God that comes through for us, God that never leaves us or forsakes us. I love you in Hebrews 13, he says, keep your life free from the love of money, and be content with what you have, for he has said, I will never leave you or forsake you. See, he said he'll never leave us or forsake us. So what we got to be content with? We got to be content with this God that says he's with us. He will never leave us or forsake us. So he will never leave us, and he won't forsake us. He comes through. He's got answers for our problems, light for our darkness, blessings for the curses. And because he has said it, if God never said it, he will never leave us or forsake us. If God never said, we can't claim anything, but if God said it and we've seen it and we believe it, then we can confidently say, the Lord is our helper, I will not fear what man can do to me. Amen. And so we trust God in our situations with our children. We trust God in our situations with our finances. We trust God in our situations with our health. Everything, we rest in God. We don't run by fear or move by doubt. We draw close to God, and we are assured of his love, and then we experience his love. Amen. Be blessed as you arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.